Akuta Sichas Chelik Yudalid Parsha Vezei Sabrocha Sicha Aleph Isa Rambam. It's written in the Rambam Behum Mishnah the Gemara. This is quoting, the Rambam is quoting from the Mishnah and the Gemara, and he says as follows: Moshe Tikin Lehem LeYisrael. Moshe established for the Jewish people Sheyakayim B'chol Mayad Inyani, that we should be reading from the Torah on every Yom Tov the matters pertaining to that Yom Tov. And what do they read? And it goes through the list for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and so on. He continues listing the what Kriya is done for each Yom Tov. Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag HaSukkos, until he gets to and on the last day of Sukkos, meaning Simchas Torah. That's Shmini Atzeres. Kairim Kol Abchair. We read Kol Abchair on Shmini Atzeres. Ulamachar Kairim Bezei Sabracha, and the day after, meaning on Simchas Torah, we read Bezei Sabracha. That's what the Rambam says. V'hine ma'atayimim l'kriyas v'zei sabracha b'yom tov racham shel chag ha-sukkos. What are the reasons, some of the reasons why we read zei sabracha on the last day of Sukkos, meaning on Simchas Torah? Isa b'machzev vitri. In the Sefer called Machzev Vitri it's written, k'dei lismech Simchas Torah shezocho l'sayim al simchas ha-chag, to bring together the rejoicing of the Torah. Why are we rejoicing with the Torah? Because we were zeicher, we merited to complete the entire Torah. The simcha sachag, bringing that simcha together to the place when we are rejoicing for Yom Tov, which is simcha Torah. Shekain nichbala simcha b'mikra, because the idea of simcha was doubled, was written twice in the pasuk b'shmini atzeres. In regards to Shmini Atzeres, Lefisha Simchas Hachag Meruba, because the rejoicing of the last day of Sukkos, and especially Shmini Atzeres, is of special note, even more than normal. And as it says, V'samachta B'chagecha, and then the Torah adds V'ayisa Ach Sameach, and the Ach Sameach, the second mention of Simcha on for those days for Simchas for Sukkos, is written. We learn from this that it's pertaining to Shmini Atzeres. Vayisa Achsameirach also includes Shmini Atzeres. In other words, a double measure of Simcha and Shmini Atzeres. So therefore, we bring together the rejoicing of completing the Torah to a day which we are rejoicing, because the Torah says a double measure of rejoicing on Shmini Atzeres. Aval mizeh sheberambam begemara ba halacha zu shebesimchas Torah kairim bezei sabracha. But in the Rambam, who takes it from the Gemara, this idea that on Simchas Torah we read bezei sabracha, it comes as a continuation to what he begins in the in regards to this matter, that he writes Moshe tikun lahem liYisrael sheyikarim b'chol mayed inyane, that Moshe Rabbeinu established that we should read on every Yom Tov the matters pertaining to that Yom Tov, and then he lists all the Yom Tovim, including that on Simchas Torah we read V'zei Sabracha. So in other words, that it has something to do with that the Simchas Torah the Rebbe is leading to has some matter of the Yom Tov in it, because that's what we read on Simchas Torah, because it has the matters pertaining to the Yom Tov. Whereas by the beginning of his words, Kishum Mefarat say the Kriyas HaTorah Shel Shabbos Hashana, where he talks about the Kriyas HaTorah of the days, the weeks of the year, the Shabbosim of the year, he writes, Maschilim B'Shabbos She'achar Chag HaSukkos. We begin Bereishis on the Shabbos after Sukkos. The Kodem is say the Bereishis, B'Shniya El Toilus, the second Shabbos is Toilus, and so Noyach. And who says him Omer, and over there he just simply says it without getting into detail, in a very general way. Until we complete, in regards to Shabbosim, he says we start on the Shabbos after Sukkos from Bereishis, and we go on reading another parsha every Shabbos until we complete it on Chag HaSukkos, without detailing. That we say we read V'zei Sabracha on Simchas Torah or the day after Shmini Atzeres and so on. Mibli lefarish shegayimim es haTorah V'zei Sabracha b'yom tov acham shel chag, without specifying that we complete the Torah, meaning the parsha of Zayisa Bracha, on the last day of Sukkot. Mashma, so from the fact that he says it in a very general way, it seems Shashaychus of Zayisa Bracha liyam tov acham shel chag, that the connection between Zayisa Bracha and the last day of Sukkot, he loyrak mitzad shiyisiyim haTorah, is not only because it happens to be the last seder in the Torah, and therefore because we're completing the Torah on that day, which just happens to be because the Zayis Abrach happens to be the last parasha. And when should we complete it? We complete it on a day of rejoicing anyway, on Shmini Atzeres. So you would think that that's the reason, but it seems not. Elul v'sheyesh the parasha zu inyan amayit. So in other words, if it was written in a very general way, as he does at the beginning, meaning when he talks about the Shabbosim and and when you start reading the Torah, when you complete reading the Torah, over there he just says it in a sense matter-of-factly. The first parsha is read the Shabbos after Sukkot. The last parsha is read on the last day of Sukkot. That just happens to be the facts of the matter. But when he talks about it on Yom Tov, he's much more specific. That the Zayis HaBracha is read on the last day on Simchas Torah. So in other words, he's being more specific. So there must be something in the Zayis HaBracha which somehow pertains to Simchas Torah. There is something pertaining to Simchas Torah in the Zayis HaBracha. Otherwise, he just would have said it as he said it in the beginning. On the last, we learned the last parasha on the last day of Sukkot, without specifying. But the fact that he specifies brings it more to our attention, somehow relating specifically the Zayis HaBracha to Simchas Torah. So the question is, what's the connection? So to understand this, we have to explain first a well-known question that is brought in Maimorim, and that is, Ma'u ha-shaychus l'smeich b'simchas Torah b'yem ha-shmini atzeres? What is the reason that we rejoice Simchas Torah, meaning the completion, the celebration of the Torah? Why does that take place on Shmini Atzeres? Alei b'Shavuos uzman matan Torah, when Shavuos is really the time that the Torah was given. B'imkein ozay yitzarech liyis kviyas simchazu. So the rejoicing with the Torah should have happened on Shavuos. B'hai yoyim edukakorim, it is this day, Shavuos, which causes all of this rejoicing. In other words, that we complete the Torah and we have the Torah and so on, it's all about Shavuos. So that's the question. So the answer is explained, Shasimcha de Simchas Torah hi ala luchas ashnias, that on Simchas Torah we rejoice, we celebrate the second luchas, shenitnu b'yom kippurim, which were given on Yom Kippur, as is well known. Umetzad luchas elu, and is over these luchas, the second luchas, which were given on Yom Kippur, which brings out this great simcha, which we rejoice on Shmini Atzeres. Why Shmini Atzeres and not Yom Kippur? Which is the final day, sort of the concluding day of Yom Kippur, the day in which Yom Kippur concludes, as I'll explain later. The point right now that he's making is that we rejoice on Simchas Torah over the second luchas as opposed to the first luchas. We know that the Pnimis HaTorah, which is called the Neshama of the Torah, the Nigla of the Torah, Gufa de Reisa, and the Nigla, which is called the body of the Torah, Einam Beis Torahs Chas V'Shalom, these are not to be seen, Chas V'Shalom, as two separate Torahs. Kiim Torah Achas Yishleima, that is really one complete Torah, which is made up of the Gufa Deiraisa and the Neshmasa Deiraisa. B'Shemes Elu Atzma Mechichem Amediyim, and these names, the very names that we use, the Gufa and the Neshmasa, they express Shehem Neshmasa Pnimius, which that one is the Neshama, which is the inner dimension of the Torah, but Gufa and Niglash, and the Guf is, which is the revealed part of the Torah, Heim Etzem Echad. The Neshama and the Guf are really one essential body, not body, but one essential entity. So obviously, everything that we find in Chassidus is, of course, in perfect alignment with the way it is in Nigla de Teire. So, because they're one and the same, they're really one body. Well, Pize Tzarech Biur, so this, based on this, we have to explain. Alpin Nigla Maya Kasha B'Kriya Simchas Teire B'Shmini Atzeres. In Nigla, looking from it from a Nigla perspective, what is the big question of why the Simcha was established on Shmini Atzeres? The Shulchan Aruch specifies, clearly states and explains the reason for it. Because we conclude the Torah, the reading of the Torah on that day, and that's a very good time to rejoice, to make the celebration of the Torah on the day in which we conclude the Torah. So then, what's the question? Why do we celebrate on Shmini Atzeres and not on Shavuos? We're celebrating because that's when we concluded, so that's a good time to celebrate it. Now, of course, looking at it simply, we could give a simple answer to it. That really the question the Chassidus is asking, this question, that why wasn't the Simcha of the Torah established on Shavuos, and it's Hiyal Hatakonami Kara. That what the Chassidus is trying to ask is why was it designed in such a way that we should conclude the Torah on Shmini Atzeres? Why wasn't it designed in such a way that we start the Torah the day after Shavuos, the Shabbos after Shavuos, and we conclude it on Shavuos, and then therefore we would celebrate on Shavuos? As he says it inside, Madua tiknu mi kara lahaschul kriyas haTorah b'Shabbos l'achrei haChagasukos l'gaimra. Why did we, as I said, why did we begin the reading of the Torah from Bereishis the day, the Shabbos after Sukkot, ulagaimra b'simcha b'shemini atzeres, and therefore to conclude it with a great rejoicing, and that is done on Shemini Atzeres. Haloi l'chayra hayamasim yaser. It would be more appropriate, is the question of Chassidus, laschilo l'saima b'simcha, to begin the reading of the Torah, and therefore concluded with the great celebration, B'chag HaShavuos, Shabbai Nitna Torah LiYisrael, because that's the time when the Torah was given. Isn't that the time to start it and finish it? Balzeh Ba'ateretz B'chassidus, and to this, the Chassidus gives the answer, Shabbai Mikippurim Nitna Luchas Arachreinus, that on Yom Kippur, the second Luchas were given. Shalzeh Nema B'yayim Chasunos Izeh Matan Torah, it's in regards to the second Luchas, that the Pasuk, that the B'yayim Chasunosai, is which refers to Matan Torah is written in regards to the second luchas. Shame keflayim l'tashia, because the second luchas express a double measure. Legabi luchas reshain is in comparison to the first luchas, as I'll explain a little later. V'lachein dafka behemu ikar asimcha, and that's why it's dafka with the second luchas that the true celebration comes out, and that's why it's done after Yom Kippur, at the conclusion, so to speak, of Yom Kippur. So maybe that's the answer, that's the question that Chassidus is asking to begin with. So what does the Rebbe want over here? How does it align Nigla and Chassidus? It aligns very well. So he's ulam. However, beemes yeshloimis hakasha titochen gam lefiat takana shegemrim satori besimchus teruv loy b'chagashvus. The truth is that this question would also be a question according to the takana that we finish the Torah on Simchas Torah and not on Shavuos. In other words, now we're saying that the question would be why taka don't we start and end on Shavuos? So he says it would be a question, even with the understanding that we should start and we should end on Shmini Atzeres, and it would still remain a good question. Alpha became Estaba Leimer Shabachag Shvuas B'Yosei Zman Matan Teresenu. That since Shvuas, in other words, even if we were to accept that we will begin and end the Torah on around Sukkot time. The question that Chassidus is asking would still be, even so, why don't we make the celebration on Shavuos? Even if you accept that you will begin and end on Shmini Atzeres, it'll still be a good question, why do we make the celebration then? Why don't we make the celebration on Shavuos? That there should still be a celebration on Shavuos, and for this reason too, because this is, we are concluding the Torah, and therefore there is a celebration on the conclusion of the Torah. Which conclusion of the Torah takes place on Shavuos? So he explains, well, Pimashukosav Rashi, B'shem Ashoras Rav Sadia Gaon. This is what Rashi quotes in the name of Rav Sadia Gaon. Sheba Aseres Adibris Klulus Kolotayag Mitzvahs. That in the Aseres Adibris itself, we have all the 630 mitzvahs are contained within the within the Aseres Adibris, and the Rav Sadia Gaon explains each mitzvah and how it pertains, where it's seen, alluded to in the Aseres Adibris. Vim came is Mam Matan Torah of Aseres Adibris, and therefore even at the Matan Torah and the giving of the Aseres Adibris, Areyeshna Kvar Gemara Shol Nesinas Kol HaTorah, we already have the conclusion of the whole Torah in the Aseres Adibris itself. When you have the entire Aseres Adibris, you have the entire Tayag Mitzvahs. So there you have your conclusion of Torah. And therefore it would seem that the conclusion of the Torah in this way, in other words, that the entire Torah from the beginning till the end is contained at the moment of Aseres Adibris, when Hashem gave the Aseres Adibris, that in itself is a reason that it should be a great celebration. And even more, to the contrary, this kind of conclusion is even closer to the idea from where we learn that we make a simcha, a celebration, to celebrate the conclusion of a Torah. Where do we learn that there is such a thing as making a celebration of a siyum, of a conclusion of the Torah? The Issa B'Medrash, the Medrash tells us, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to Shlomo, Chachma Sha'altalach, you requested that Hashem should give wisdom, Chayecha HaChachma V'amada Nasun Loch, Hashem takes an oath that he will give him wisdom. Hashem gave Shlomo HaMelech choices. Do you want wealth? Do you want wisdom? And he chose wisdom. Miyad, immediately, as Hashem said this to him, Vayikat Shlomo, Shlomo HaMelech woke up, Vayinech Halayim, and this was all in his dream. Amar Rav Yitzchak, in other words, this promise of wisdom was in the dream. Amar Rav Yitzchak, and Rav Yitzchak says in the Medrash, Cholam Haya, it was Take a Cholam, but Oymed Al Kanoi, but the Cholam, the dream, which you might think was something that will float away, it stood on a good foundation. In other words, it came fulfilled. How so? Chamor Noyek, Shlomo HaMelech saw a donkey braying, and he understood what the donkey meant by his braying. He could understand the language of the donkey. Tzipur Metzutzi, he heard a bird chirping, he understood what the bird was chirping about. Miyad, immediately, Vayabi Yerushalayim, he came to Yerushalayim, Vayamid Lefnei Arayim Bris Hashem, and he stood before the Aron of Hashem, Vayal Oilus, Vayah Shlomim, he brought Karbonis, Oilus, and Shlomim, Vayah Smishto L'Cholavodim, and he made a big party for all of his servants. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mekan She'esim Suda L'Gomer Shel Torah, from here we see that when a person attains some conclusion of Shlomo HaMelech was given wisdom. To him, wisdom, of course, was not understanding what the donkey was saying. It was about understanding Torah. So when he had this completion of Torah, he was given this gift of completion of Torah, he made a party. That's what we see, that he made a mishtel l'chol avodah. So Rabbi Elazar says, from here we learn that for a siyum, you make a suda. So that's how we know that a siyum of Torah is a reason to make a suda, which is of course why we make a siyum when we finish a masechta. Sorry, we make a suda when we finish a masechta. V'av she'iskal lozu shel kol ha'toyre v'amitzvot v'aseres ha'dibris. So, how was the Aseres HaDibris even more similar to this story, from where we learn that you make a Suda? Because Shlomo HaMelech made the Simcha when he was given this wisdom, just like the Yidden should therefore make the Suda when they were given the Torah and the Aseres HaDibris with the whole conclusion of the Torah and so on. So that's more similar to the way Shlomo HaMelech did it. So it should be, maybe that's the way that it should be done. V'av she'iskal lezu shel kol ha'toyre v'amitzvos v'aseres ha'dibros v'haluchos ha'rishonos hi behelem. And although the fact that all the mitzvahs are contained in the aseres ha'dibros, they are of course not obvious there, it's all concealed within the aseres ha'dibros, and you need Rav Sadia Gaon to unpack it. And on a revealed level, we only got the ten aseres hadibros. Mekol malkam in the sinasim lebnei Yisrael, hadein asuna lehem im shebaifim bilti goli. Still, so okay. So you might say that is the reason that we delay the simcha for Shmini Atzeres when we take a read the entire Torah in its full expanded version. But still, because the Yidden were given. When Hashem gave the Yidden the Aseres HaDibros, im shebaifim bilti goli, even though He gave it to them in a concealed way, the entirety of the Torah is only there in a concealed way. Kol haTorah mitzvah al derech mayim erazal, as the Chazal tell us, hafochba the kulaba, that you have to dig and so on in order to get to realize that everything is there. That's about the Torah in general, but in as it pertains to Aseres HaDibros. And this dialasa simcha b'yom siyuma it should be enough to make a suda, a simcha, a siyum on the day that it was given. And as we see that you make a siyum even if you finish once a sedra. Certainly, if you were given, at least in a concealed way, the entire Torah and Aseres HaDibros, for sure it deserves a day of celebration, that you should have a celebration for that. And since all revelations that happen in the original story, they all come back and they are once again happen. Every year when we read the Torah, when that time occurs, so we understand that every Shavuos Zman Matan Torah Seinu Chayzer Meschadash Inya the Matan Torah, the idea of Matan Torah is once again renewed and it happens again. In fact, we even read, that's what we read in the Torah. So when we read it, that happens. It happens again. So we're experiencing again Gemara from the Sinus HaTorah, the entirety of the receiving of the Torah, of Hashem giving the Torah. So therefore, then should be the celebration of the conclusion of the Torah on Shavuos. In other words, the Rebbe is explaining that even if we accept that the reason that as Alpiniglah is explained, that the reason we make the celebration of the Torah on Shmini Atzeres is because that's when we conclude the Torah. So that's true for Shavuos too, because we conclude the entire Torah every year on Shavuos when we receive the Aseres HaDibros once again, and that contains the entire Torah, although in a concealed way. But therefore, we should be making that celebration on Shavuos. And that's the question that Chassidus is asking. Why is it happening on Shavuos, on Simchas Torah, rather than Shavuos? So that's the question. So comes the answer to that. That the difference between Shavuos and Shmini Atzeres is Haluchas Aseres Dibros V'chol HaMerumos V'Amaris Shoynes Hayibayim Shal Matana L'Bnei Yisrael Mo'Maila. That the reason we don't celebrate by the giving of the Luchas Rishonos and we delay it for the Luchas Shniyos is because the Luchas and everything contained within it, the first ones, was in a way that Hashem gifted it. He gave them a gift of the Aseres HaDibros. Mashenki Mishmini Atzeres Whereas the Shmini Atzeres, Shabbat Gaimim is a Torah where we conclude the entire Torah in actual practice. In other words, that the Yidden learn it every Shabbos. We learn it, and every day we learn it during the whole year. Until we conclude it. In other words, the conclusion that Simchas Torah is more about the effort that the Yidden put in, not the fact that the Eibishter gave us the gift of the Torah. And therefore we understand that the rejoicing for the conclusion of Torah is dafke on Shmini Atzeres when the Yidden conclude the Torah, and not on Shavuos when the Eibishter gave us the complete Torah. Because Simcha Shleima b'Kabbalas Eiza Dover, the true full rejoicing that somebody can have when they receive something, can only be, when can you truly rejoice? Only if you receive something which you don't see as bread of shame. What does bread of shame mean? Bread of shame means something that you didn't earn. When somebody gives you something that you don't deserve, you feel uncomfortable that you don't really deserve to receive that. So you can't have you can't really enjoy it as much. You can't really rejoice with it as much. So therefore, in our case, this kind of simcha that we can enjoy and rejoice because we got something that we earned rather than was given to us when we didn't earn it is only true on Shmini Atzeres, at which time we conclude the Torah that we studied. The Torah that we acquired through our own efforts. And even such a Jew, such a Yid, that about whom it says he doesn't know what he's saying. In other words, when somebody reads the Torah, he doesn't even understand what he's saying. So what kind of effort does he have? And we know that even a Jew like that also needs to rejoice at Simchas Torah, has reason to rejoice on Simchas Torah. So hine af shelo yoda, and the reason is because even if he doesn't know what he's saying, mikol makom ka'amar al kaponim, but at least he's saying, so he goes through the effort of saying the words. Bazem mispatas avidosi, and that is his avodah, that's his effort, that's that yid, his effort is and should be saying the words because he doesn't understand what it is, so he does his level of effort and therefore earns the siyum that he's making. But when it comes to Shavuos, even though on Shavuos there is taka a good Gemara Shel Torah, and even in a certain sense, on a higher level than the Gemara Shel Torah, the conclusion of Torah on Shmini Atzeres, because everybody understands that when a Yid studies Torah down here, it's nowhere close to the type of Torah that the Eibishter gives, the one that he gave to us, the revelation that comes about through Hashem giving the Torah. So therefore, when you rejoice for the giving of the Torah, which is on a much higher level in that sense, it's even more than what we accomplish. But Kol Zeh, still, Mekivin Shezeh Baba Matana, since in the end, Matan Torah was a gift, but B'li Avayda V'yegiya, without the effort of learning to receive it, Ein hasimcha shleima, therefore the simcha for that kind of receiving of the gift cannot be complete. Val derech adam reitzah b'kav shleim et tishukam shlabeire, as the Gemara says, that a person would rather have one measure that he earned himself or that is his, than to get 9 measures that somebody else gave him, that belongs to somebody else. You're much happier with a little bit of your own than you are with a lot of someone else's. And therefore, the little bit of that we accomplished through our learning, but we accomplished it, is much more, gives us more reason to rejoice than the much greater level of Torah that was given to us by Hashem. Yaseidim Izu, even more so in this idea. If we were talking about something that a person could not attain on his own level, you could never get there. With as much effort as you would put in, you would never get there anyway. The only way to receive it is to get it as a gift. like the wisdom that Shlomo was given as a gift, the language of the animals and so on, and everything that comes along with it. So receiving that will bring you joy. Even though it's not, the joy cannot be as complete as something that you attain through your own effort, but still, because you couldn't attain it through your own effort, so it still brings simcha that you received that. But if there is something that you could have attained that through your own efforts, but you didn't put in the effort, and therefore it was given to you, and therefore now it's in the category of bread and of shame. Mibli avayde v'yigir, received it without any effort on your own part. Harei ha-simcha murebes b'tzar. That kind of simcha, which there is simcha, you received something great, but it has with it a side of disappointment as well. Ala shelo yoga. That why couldn't I have? I could have done this on my own. I could have put in the effort and would have reached that on my own. The kibla yadeze, I could have received it through my own efforts. So even though you're rejoicing to some degree because you got something very great, but at the same time, since you know that you could have accomplished that on your own and you didn't, so it comes with a side of disappointment as well. Especially in this case, of course, the purpose of receiving the Torah is not just here's something and you get it and this is how it is. The purpose, of course, was that we should continue and go take it and learn it. So therefore, the Torah is meant to be learned by us, and therefore the celebration of Torah on Shavuos would not be as complete. It's meant to be learned, and yet we're rejoicing about something that we are supposed to learn. We haven't learned it yet. We didn't do anything yet. We didn't accomplish anything, and now we're rejoicing. So it comes with a little bit of lack of joy because of we had no part in it. And therefore we don't make a special celebration on Shavuos in order to celebrate the Torah because we haven't done anything yet for it. And this is something that everybody can understand. Because the Simcha of Simchas Torah is of course something that is that everyone participates in. And women and children also participate in the Simcha of Simchas Torah. And therefore, the reason for this celebration has to be understood by everyone that participates, which means even children have to understand the reason for this rejoicing. Even a child should be able to understand it. Because to the child also has this question. Why, even a child would have the question, why isn't this celebration taking place on Shavuos, which is the time of Matan Torah? Because even the children understand that Shavuos is the time when we receive the Torah, so they have the natural question, why doesn't it happen then? So you have to be able to explain to the child the answer. The explanation is he could understand it from his own experience. You can explain to the child something that the child experiences himself or herself. When a child receives the Torah, when he is still young and a child, and he doesn't ubas bara, and receiving the Torah at that time is explained Torah tzivulon Moshe merosha kehilas Yaakov. That why do you give Torah to a child who doesn't yet have the ability to be able to understand it well enough? The reason is because it's given as an inheritance. That's what the child knows. Torah Tzivalonu, he was told, is Meirasha, an inheritance. In other words, that your own an inheritance doesn't come because you put in effort or you deserved it or you're even able to deal with what you received. If a child gets an inheritance of a great fortune, doesn't know what to do with it, doesn't appreciate it, and so on, still it belongs fully to the child. And therefore, in the matter of Torah, since he is the every yid is an heir to the Torah, it's given to them. And it's although at that time the child is still too young to be able to understand it. And when the child will grow up, Yavino, then he'll understand the Rebbetuv Tam and he'll understand it well. So therefore, when a child comes to understand this idea that you were given the Torah and you don't understand it yet, you're not able to understand it, so at the same time as the child rejoices and is happy to receive it, still it comes with a certain disappointment, which is she'ena mivina achshav, why I don't understand any of it now. I'm rejoicing, I was given something, but I don't get to understand what it is. I don't know what it's all about. And therefore the child is not able to have it in a full way. And therefore, this is the explanation, even to a child, that when the Yidden received the Torah on Be'at Matan Torah, on Shavuos, they received something that they had no true appreciation for, because they didn't accomplish anything in Torah yet. So therefore the celebration cannot be full. You can't have real joy, real simcha at that time. You have to wait until the Yid has done something and accomplished something, and now you can have true simcha, which is the simcha that gets delayed to Shmini Atzeres, Simcha Steir. V'hinei bira na'al masim ma'avur b'kama b'drusha chsidis. And this explanation goes very well together with what is explained in a number of Maimarim. Shatam akviya shal simchas Torah b'shmini atzeres. The reason why is Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah made at that time? This is a continuation of Yom Kippur, of the second luchas which were given. Moshe Rabbeinu brought them down on Yom Kippur. Shazel gam tam shetiknu begemar. Which is also the reason why the celebration of the conclusion of Torah, in other words, the conclusion of the Yid learning the Torah, should be dafka then. The reason is because the Luchos Shniyos were given on Yom Kippur. What is the general difference between the first Luchos and the second Luchos? Haluchas Atzmon is in the Luchas itself, the stone themselves, the tablets themselves. The Luchas Rishonis Hayamaisei Elikim, Michtav Elikim. The first Luchas were Hashem fashioned the stones themselves. It doesn't say that he told Moshe to bring Luchas. He gave him Luchas that he had made himself. And the Michtav, the writing, was also written by Hashem. Luchas Achreinus, whereas in the second Luchas Hayarak Michtav Alekim, only the writing was done by Hashem. Aval Luchas Atzmam Hayemaisi De Moshe, but the Luchas themselves were made. Solucha Shnei Luchas Avonim, Hashem told Moshe that he should carve out the Luchas themselves. So the difference is the Luchas themselves. Vezui Gam Asibala Hefesh Bepulosam BiYisrael UBa'Olam. And this is also the reason that there is a difference on how the first luchas affect the Yidden and affect the world around us, and how the second luchas affect the Yidden and affect the world around us. But luchas Rishonis Amar Azal, in regards to the first luchas, our sages tell us, she ilmolu le'nishtabru luchas Rishonis le'nishtakhab teirim Yisrael. If the first luchas were not broken, if Moshe Rabbeinu had not broken them, in other words, they weren't broken, then the Torah would never be forgotten by the Yidden. It would have stuck in everyone's mind. We would remember everything. And therefore, no other nation would be able to control, take control over the Yidden, because Yidden are Yid that's connected to Torah. Never forgets Torah, can never be under the control of a guy. But so that may be true, but when the second luchas were given, something new came to the Yidden through the second luchas, and that is that now there is this elevated status of effort. The effort, the work that a Yid puts into Torah, because we do forget. Now you have to put an effort. It doesn't come naturally anymore. In other words, from this first luchas, the Yidden received the Torah as it is flows down from above. The b'chinas er yosher, meaning a direct, we are in direct reception of the flow of Torah as it is milamayla. And in that sense, the luchas rishonos are greater than the luchas achreinos. But on the other hand, through the second luchas, the new thing about the chiddush of the luchas achreinos is that now there is the opportunity, the need, and therefore the opportunity for a yid to be able to put his own effort into it, and that's bebchinas erchezu, which is called a light that bounces back. In other words, it's a light which needs to be absorbed by the mata, by the person at the receiving end, and that gives forth, the mata gives forth a reflection of what they received, similar to a mirror. A mirror bounces back the light and you see what the mirror saw. And so also when a Yid receives Torah and puts it through his own mind and through his own effort and then gives it forth, so it's not it's what he gives forth is not directly what he received. That's not the Torah as the Eibishter would have given it, as you would understand it directly from the Eibishter. It's an Erchezer, it bounces back from how the Yid perceived it and how he integrated it and so on. But it is something that the Yid contributed. Shadafka Yedeza Mamshach Madrega El Yoyna Yoyse B'Torah, and it's Dafka through this type, through the effort that a Yid puts in, that you can get, bring forth from a higher level, then you could have accomplished, you could have received from when the Torah comes on its own. So therefore, even though the Torah that comes directly from Hashem is on a higher level, but when a Yid puts in effort, therefore draws forth from an even higher darga of Torah, even though when it reaches the Yid, it doesn't really reach, we don't comprehend it on the higher level, but it does bring forth a higher level. And therefore, it's dafka on simchas Torah shu asim the matan Torah shu'im kippurim, which is the conclusion of matan Torah, which happened on Yom Kippur. In other words, the luchas shniyas hu ikar simcha la Torah. That's why the main simcha is dafka on simchas Torah. That's why it was set for simchas Torah, because that's when the conclusion of Yom Kippur, of that dimension of Matan Torah, happens on Simchas Torah, as it's written in a number of places that the 7 days of Sukkot is the klita, or the Shmini Atzeres especially is the klita, the absorption of what happens in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That's when we truly absorb a pepnimius, that's when it integrates into the Yidden, and that's when it's concluded, that's when it reaches its ultimate level. So that's why Yom Kippur concludes on Shmini Atzeres, and that's why the Matan Torah, the accomplishment of Matan Torah from the Luchas Shniyas, that the Yidden get to put in their own effort, and therefore it reaches into a higher level of Torah itself, that's the celebration of that takes place on Simchas Torah. In those Maimorim, it explains another explanation, another reason why Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, the rejoicing of Torah, was set for Shmini Atzeres because of the second Luchas, but another explanation. Luchas HaRishonim Hem Keneged V'Chinas Tzadikim. The first Luchas are, they represent Tzadikim. The Be'es Nisinasim Nomim B'nei Yisrael B'madeges Tzadikim. At the time when the Luchas HaRishonim at Matan Torah, the Yidden were on the level of Tzadikim D'Chsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Negedahar, that the Yidden camped at the foot of Mount Sinai, and it says, Ki Ish Echad B'Leiv Echad, Vayichan is Loshon Yochid. It's Vayichan is not Vayachanu, but rather Vayichan, as if it's one entity, meaning to say that every Yid, all the Yidden were so united, there was just one entity camped at the foot of Har Sinai. And so that's one Darga of Tzadikim, the absolute unity that they expressed. V'iktimu Nasa l'Nishma, and also they said Nasa before Nishma, which is another thing which is a very high level. U'ba'esh omdu b'har Sinai poskazu amosom. And when the Yidden stood at Mount Sinai, it says that the contamination that happened because of the Chet Eitzadas was removed. It no longer, Hashem removed that contamination. They were starting from scratch. Everybody was perfect again. So that's the inyan of a tzaddikim. Ava luchas achreinus hem keneged b'chinas balei tshuva. The second luchas represent balei tshuva. Ki be'ez kabalos amoy b'nei sova b'chinas balei tshuva. When they received it, the Yidden were on the level of tshuva. They had sinned and they had done tshuva and they received the second luchas. And that's why we rejoice. The great rejoice celebration takes place dafka when the Torah was given on Yom Kippur to us as Balei Tshuva. Ki ikar simcha v'yisroina hu dafka mikiruv haba achar harichuk, because the true celebration and the true joy comes when somebody experiences closeness after they had experienced distance. When a person goes through the experience of distance and then once again is reunited in closeness, that's a great, much greater simcha than if you never experienced distance. You've always had closeness. And this also dovetails, this explanation also goes well with the other explanation that we said before. The Simchas Torah dafke mitzad Gemara shel Torah ba'ifen shel limud v'yegiyah, that the reason that the true simcha of Torah is only when you conclude the Torah in a way that you contributed, that you put in work, as opposed to the conclusion of Torah when it's given from above without any effort on the part of the Yid. So these two explanations go together. And to understand that, first we'll explain that the difference between a tzaddik and a bal tshuva is in two ways. Aleph, in the type of avodah of the person does himself and with himself, within himself. And beis, b'pa'ulas avodas ba'olam, in the way the yid affects the world around him. So number one, ba'avaydas atzmai, in regards to the avayda within yourself, avaydas atzadik ki k'moshe l'kim osas ha'odam yosha. The tzadik is the way Hashem created a person, which is yosher, proper, correct. Everything is perfect. Ba'avaydasui mitzat tivai, in other words, the Eibishter in essence created the person as a good person. That's the nature of a person, of a yid, that he should be good. Yehudi and Yochel Bativili is Nifrid Melukos, because a Yid naturally cannot be separated from Melukos, as the Alter Rebbe said, and so we have well known Chassidus. The Tzaddik Sheim Bo Shlitas Ha'elam Ayidei Yetzer, and the Tzaddik which doesn't have any, the Yetzer doesn't control him at all. In other words, the concealment that exists doesn't control, rule over a Tzaddik. Havedasi Mitzat Tivai, therefore, the avodah of a tzaddik comes from its natural, the natural state of a yid is good, perfect, and therefore that's what a tzaddik is doing, expressing the true nature of a yid, unencumbered by a yetzer hara, unencumbered by Helen Vehester and so on. The gamet tzaddik shvua shemul ma'ilati tzaddik, also because the Eibishter above gives the neshama the ability to be a tzaddik, the oath, and therefore the ability, it must be him, meaning gives the keiches to the neshama to be a tzaddik. That's the avodah of a tzaddik within himself. Mashen kim bal tshuva. Where is a bal tshuva? Shechato pogam ba'over es haderech. That has sinned and has undermined and so on. Harei k'shem sha'ashinoi tshuvasoi hu al yedei bal tshuva atzmai. And therefore the change that the bal tshuva has to reach and does reach comes from within themselves. It's not a natural thing that happens. So also, just like the change happened within him, so also any avodah in Torah mitzvahs comes from within him, and the chelus sagi and needs and with a lot more oomph, with a lot more power than if it just happens on its own. So that's in regards to the Aveda within themselves. Beis, and the difference also, also there's a difference in how we affect the world. So what is the Aveda of a tzaddik if everything is given to them from above? The Aveda of the tzaddik is to take those potential koiches and to actualize them. The tzaddik has the potential to do all the good, perfect, but you have to bring it out into actual avodah down here lamata. And so also in the dira that a tzaddik creates for the Eibishter down here, the avodah of a tzaddik is only in those areas of gashmias which are neutral and to have the potential at least to reach Kedusha, as we know that things which are neutral are able to be brought into the arena of Kedusha, to be elevated to Kedusha. Benimsa Shasiyas Hadira Babidosa Enebaifashbazes Mamish. So it comes out that the tzaddik doesn't really have the opportunity to bring anything new into the world, into truly new into the world, because everything that he deals with is only something which potentially could have already been in the area of Kedusha, and therefore he has to affect that, actualize that. All he does is bring it from a potential state of Kedusha to an actual state of Kedusha. Therefore, it doesn't eliminate to the absolute perfect degree this bread of shame, because as much as a tzaddik works, he doesn't have the opportunity to bring something truly new into the world, something that couldn't have been part of Kedusha already on its own. In other words, because the basis of the avodah of a tzaddik is given from above. What does that mean, given from above? First of all, the koiches that the tzaddik has, as I said before, mashbiyah maisei, which means masbiyah maisei. He's given all of these talents and powers milamayla. And the same is true also in the way he is able to reveal elokus in this world. He can only reveal elokus in those things which Hashem already implanted the ability for something, for kedusha to be realized there. But the tzaddik, of course, does an aveda of actualizing that, but it's all things which come from above already. We'll understand this better when we see the other side. Mashein kim bal tshuva, whereas by a bal tshuva shuma vareru maila gamas doinish atchenapchul zochias, a bal tshuva does an aveda and therefore takes something which deals with something which should not have been dealt with in the neutral area. He did an aveda, which means he delved into something which first is in klipa, and he takes that and initially ataka, he gets lower to the level of klipa, but in through his tshuva he elevates that klipa now into a mitzvah. In other words, that the activities of a bal tshuva were with dvarim, things which are in opposition to elokus, and gibel klipas atmeis lasoisim zochias, and then he is able to transform them to kelim elokus, too, that they should also be potentially, they should also have and absorb elokus and be elevated to godliness. This type of avoda is not merely revealing something that had the potential to be that way and actualizing it, because it never had the potential for that. It's not supposed to be come to elikus. It's a menaga to elikus. Elo is chatshus mamish. So, but when a bal tshuva accomplishes that, that's something which is truly new and novel and never was supposed to happen. So it comes out that it's only a bal tshuva that can truly reach a level of truly having accomplished something and therefore has nothing to be embarrassed about, at least in the level of avoda that we finally, that is finally reached, and that is that nothing, I wasn't given anything to start with. Fakert, I'm dealing with things which are tumah and able to elevate them, because both the avoda within his own personality, and also his accomplishment in the world around him, everything comes from his own powers. He wasn't given a perfect neshama or a perfect personality that doesn't want anything to do with negativity, has to change himself on his own, and also and also in the way he affects the world around him, which is that he's able to go, is given the opportunity after doing an aveir already to be able to elevate things which were not there in a potential state to be elevated. They shouldn't have been able to be elevated, but he is given the opportunity to do that. In other words, b'chele yatir, that there is a greater degree, as we said before, a greater degree of power that is accomplished through this aveda, until he can take something which is truly evil and turn it into kedusha. So that's the difference between a tzaddik, the aveda of a tzaddik, and the aveda of a bal tshuva, both in their own aveda, personal aveda, and also in the way they affect the world. So now we understand that the two explanations of why Shmini Atzeres was chosen for the celebration of Torah, that are the two explanations that are given in Chassidus. One is that the true siyum is only when you are yourself accomplished Torah, your own learning. And the second one is that the Luchas Rishonis are Tzadikim and the Luchas Achreinis are Balei Tshuva. So these two explanations really share the same idea, the same concept. The quality, the additional quality of a person's avoda through his own efforts, which is of course the idea of the explanation of the first explanation, the explanation of that it's only through our own learning of Torah, that kind of Gemara Shul Torah is the true celebration. Shulchan Shlemus HaSimcha B'Gemara Shul Torah Rag B'Yom Tov Aharon Shul Chag, which is the reason that the true celebration of the conclusion of Torah can only take place on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. V'hi Anakuda Yaseid B'Bir Abayis Shasimcha D'Simchas Torah Mitzad Haluchas Achreinus, and that's the essence of the explanation that why Dafke by Simchas Torah is the true celebration, because it's the aveda of Balei Tshuva, which is expressed through the Luchas Achreinus. They both share the same central idea. Al pi kol anal muvenes ha-shaychas d'zois ha-brocha linin ha-moyed d'shmini atzeres. So this now we'll be able to explain the connection between zois ha-brocha, the parsha zois ha-brocha, and the time, how it pertains to the moyed, to the yom tov of Shmini Atzeres. Betchilus, which is the initial question that we asked at the beginning of the Sikha. Betchilus Parshas Bracha Meduba Beluchas HaRishonish. At the beginning of the Parshas Seisa Bracha, it talks about the first Luchas by saying Havaya Mesinai Ba, Hashem came forth from Sinai, talking about the Matan Torah. Balzen Neemar, and to this it says a few psukim further, Torah Tzivolonu Moshe Merosha Kilus Yaakov. Moshe commanded us the Torah, the inheritance of the Yidden, Meirosha Loshen Yerusha, as the word Meirasha, we said before, means an inheritance. Hayinu shenitno ba'bi Yerusha, was given to us without any effort. It was given just as an inheritance. But derech memeila v'lo yadei avodah v'yegiyah, it comes on its own like a Yerusha, just by the fact that you are the heir of a certain person. That's why, without any effort on the person that receives the heir, they receive the Yerusha. Vasiyum, and then what's the end of the parsha of Zesa Brocha? Shakol Helech Achar Chitim, as we know, that everything goes by its conclusion. That's the main focus, is the conclusion. Huleinu Kol Yisroel. Over there, the end of the parsha is before the eyes of all the Yidden. Shekoyal Shviras Haluchas, as Rashi says, what is that? Le'ein Kol Yisrael is talking about that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas in the front of all the Yidden. Shenosei Liba Lishver Haluchas Le'ein, that it occurred to Moshe. Moshe decided it was the right decision to break the Luchas right in front of them. Be'iskima Dasa Kosh Baruch Hu L'daitai, and Hashem agreed with him with his conclusion. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, Asher Shibarta, that you broke. So what is Asher? Yashakayach Shibarta. Asher means also praised are you. In other words, that Hashem thanked him for breaking them. The concept of breaking the first luchas brings out that this led to the second luchas. That the second luchas were on a higher level, and therefore the first luchas had to be broken in order for the second luchas to be able to be reached. Which is why Hashem said thank you for breaking them, because now we can reach for the second luchas, which are higher. That it's only because he decided to break the luchas before all the Yidden, Paul b'chol Yisrael, that's why it had its effect on every single Yid, even those Leviim that didn't have any shaychas to the Cheta Egel, even they, in other words, came to the higher level, were elevated to the higher level of the second luchas. And what is the second luchas? Avedas Hatshuva, the aveda that a person can accomplish through themselves. Even those people that were not connected to Cheta Egel, they were also present when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchas, and therefore were also elevated to the level of Baal Tshuva, that they can accomplish more through them, through their own efforts. And when Hashem accepted that Tshuva fully, that's when the Eibishter gave them the second luchas. And by this, Hashem demonstrated to everyone, Shehu Yizbaruch Kibul Tshuvasim in Esratze, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael B'simcha B'Lev Shalom. By giving them the second luchas, he demonstrated that he accepted the tshuva, and he was now once again close with the Yidden with great joy and with his full heart. B'nosan lehem luchas shniyas, and he gave them the second luchas. Hayinu shegam b'teira tiyah aveda v'yegiyah. In other words, that by this he brought out that in Torah too will be accomplished and will be reached only through a higher levels will be reached through personal effort. Limud HaTorah b'kayachatz, may learning with your own effort. And when we reach Shmini Atzeres after the 7 days of Sukkos, Hazman Shekolam Memshachas Niklotas Bepnimius, the 7 days of Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres are the time when everything that was accomplished during Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and so on, are absorbed internally, integrated into our own person. V'gam b'chinas ha-teira shenitna b'luchas shniyas, harei oz bo ha-simcha ha-mitzvah v'ashleima, b'limad ha-teira, b'limad ha-adam ha-teira b'keich ha-tzmei, and also in regards to teira. When is teira integrated? Dafka d'luchas shniyas. Therefore, the true simcha is dafka when a person learns through their own koyches. And therefore, after the end, when we conclude the Torah, which says le'ena kol yisrael, maschilim likra teke bereishas bara lekim shmaimus aretz, we once again immediately start at the beginning. From Bereishis, ki aydei avedas ha'odam b'limud ha'Torah b'koyach atzmai, because through the person's learning through Torah, through his own efforts, al derech zeh b'avedas ha'bala tshuva, which the correlation between that is also the Aveda of the Baal HaTshuva, Shiva Koyach Atzmai, which is brought up by the Luch HaShniyas, that's the Baal HaTshuva, which does Aveda through his own efforts, Bechinas Hischachas Mamish, and that is able to accomplish new things through Tshuva, as we mentioned earlier. Now we can become a true partner with Hashem in the creation of the world, which is why we read Bereshis at that time. Because at that time, a Yid is now able to actually add something to the creation. Ki shutfas b'shlei musa hi kishishneim shutfim shavim legamri. Shnei shutfim kishishneim shutfim shavim legamri. Because when is a true partnership accomplished? When both partners are equal, at least. I don't know if you can ever say that the Yidden are equal to the Eivishter, but we contribute something equally in an equal way to the way the Eivishter contributed, something new. And therefore, a tzaddik whose avodah is only to reveal something which already is in a state of potential, both within his own avodah, because a tzaddik is given a perfect neshama and a perfect personality that he doesn't have the challenges of Helen Behester and the Yetzirah. The Heim Bedira Shaitzabaylam, and also in the way he affects the world, that he's only working with things which have the potential for Kedusha anyway. So in that case, Ein Hashutas B'Shlei Musa, there is no true partnership, Sherekos Baruch Hu Beiru Mahava Ma'ayin, because the Eibishter, when he creates the world, he's creating something that wasn't there before, something new, totally new. Whereas the tzaddik doesn't create anything new. But when a yid does avoda with their own koyach, and the Baal Tshuva, which accomplishes something which wasn't there in creation originally, because he went to a place of Gimel Klipas Atmeis, and therefore now was able to transform something which was contrary to Elokus into something that is together with Elokus. From a world which doesn't give the Eibishter any pleasure, he makes the world a world which does give Hashem pleasure. And this way, the Yid, the Baal Tshuva, becomes similar to the Creator Himself, and therefore Shuta Bishleimus Lakadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore a real, true partner with Hashem in creation. And through this, we can now accomplish that we should create a new heaven and a new earth, in which there will be sensed, will be felt. That it's Hashem, that's why it's new, that Hashem is the king and Hashem is the true king, and that his rulership is over the whole world. That the world too will assist the Yid to fulfill his true mission in the world.